AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A federal judge has quashed Justice Department subpoenas issued to the Federal Reserve. Ed Donahue has details.
The Trump administration investigation involved testimony by Chair Jerome Powell about Federal Reserve building renovation.
He's billions of dollars over budget. So he either is incompetent or he's crooked.
The threat of criminal charges is a consequence of the Federal Reserve setting interest rates based on our best assessment of what will serve the public, rather than following the preferences of the president.
Judge James Boasberg ruled the government has produced essentially zero evidence to suspect Powell of a crime. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro says the ruling is wrong and has no legal authority.
Jerome Powell today is now bathed in immunity, preventing my office from investigating the Federal Reserve.
The judge ruled this was a pretext to force Powell to cut interest rates. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Fed's preferred inflation gauge moved higher in January, prices up 2.8% compared with a year earlier. Meanwhile, a downward revision to fourth quarter GDP, economic growth slowing to a 0.7% annual rate from October through December. In the Iran war, explosions rocked Tehran again, while sirens wailed in Jerusalem and a missile struck in a Tel Aviv suburb. Sam Mednick filing this report.
First responders here said they put out most of the fires, but there's still little fires that they're trying to get. So far, no reports of casualties. Now, this is one of several strikes that have come in to central Israel on Friday evening. And this is happening as the United States and Israel continue to pound Iran. There were strikes across Iran on Friday, and the war is also intensifying between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. There is no sign so far that any of this is slowing. It's unclear also what the end game is and what it's going to take for this war to be over.
This is AP News. A former New York State trooper has been convicted of manslaughter for ramming his vehicle into an SUV during a high-speed chase, leading to the death of an 11-year-old girl. And Lisa Dwyer reports.
A Georgia prosecutor has dropped a vehicular homicide charge against a teen who police say was driving a truck that struck and killed a beloved high school's teacher when a prank turned deadly. The sheriff's office says teacher Jason Hughes died after being taken to a hospital late on March 6th after a group of teens had gone to Hughes' home and began wrapping his tree with toilet paper. Family says Hughes had heard in advance about the prank and had hoped to surprise them, but as one of the teens drove away, Hughes tripped and fell into the road and was run over. Hughes' family says he knew the students and they urged officials to drop all charges. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.